It's 85 degrees at 1 minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Pat Marriott, and this is our midday interview. I like adventure novels. I like thrillers, and I love the novels of Lee Child, the Jack Reacher series. I'm happy to have in the studio right now a guy who is a possible successor to Lee Child, a former Army Ranger who has decided to write his first novel based sort of on his own experience. Alan Hammock has just published The Night of the Hatchet, a brilliant book involving an Army officer, drugs, international terrorism. Everything you need is here. Alan, hello. How you doing?
I'm great, Pat. How are you?
Oh, I'm terrific. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really enjoyed reading the book.
Well, thank you.
Tell us why you wrote it.
Basically, I'm also a huge fan of fiction, and it's becoming, to me, harder and harder to find a good story. And I thought, why not throw my hat in the ring and give it a try?
Okay. And so based a little bit on your own experience, I think, you had a first shot.
Well, this book is totally fiction. Let me go ahead and clarify that. I've had some great adventures in my life, but to tell you the truth, there is nothing about this book, pardon me, that's based on my life. This book is a pure work of fiction, and I wrote a book. I wanted the characters to be bigger, brighter, things that would traditionally happen in your imagination, maybe not so much in the real world,
right?
If that makes sense.
We all need superheroes, and you definitely have one here in Caleb Cook, an outstanding guy. How long have you been writing, Alan?
Well, I've been tinkering around with writing for many years. Mm-hmm. I started this project actually several years ago, and the plot and the theme, the story, was completely different. I've had to remanufacture this story over a period of years, but once the theme became clear, the latter part of the book was finished very quickly once the outline was in my head.
Okay. Now, Caleb Cook, the hero of the story, who is a very complicated individual, a man with a very dark shadow, is he based on somebody in your own experience?
Not so much one particular person, but I think humankind in general. I think, generally speaking, we all have the opportunity to be great people, positive people, but also we all have that opportunity to have a dark side to us. And so the comparison really is with humankind, so much more so than one individual person.
So he's kind of a synopsis of us all. Tell us a little more about Caleb Cook.
Well, Caleb, his extensive military career in special operations has left an indelible mark on Caleb. After leaving the military, he moves into another line of work that is what he knows. It's the type of work that he knows, and he's trying to be a better person and a better man. Mm-hmm. And he meets the love of his life during this story, and don't want to give too much of it away.
Oh, no.
But circumstances occur that brings out the worst in Caleb, I guess you'd call it, but for a good cause, or so we would think. So it's kind of a duality of man, I guess you'd say.
We all find ourselves reflected in this character in one way or another, don't we?
I think so.
Yeah, that's a fact. Now, are you thinking about another adventure of Caleb Cook?
Absolutely. I've already started work on the second book. And
outstanding.
I'm not certain how to market it. I don't know if it's going to be based on characters from the first book or if it's just going to spin right into the next. But I will tell you this. In the first chapter of the second book, Caleb is once again back in action.
Back in action. Now, the title or the subtitle on the front of the book says A Delta Force Operator Adventure. It certainly sounds like a series is coming up.
Absolutely. And we just recovered the book and added the subtitle to this book because Night of the Hatchet, on its own merits, I was getting a lot of reader feedback that they initially thought the book was a horror story. Some axe-wielding, hatchet-wielding person, and that's not the case at all. This book is very much is based along the lines of a Jason Bourne or a Jack Bauer Jack Reacher. So it's along those lines.
Yeah, the hatchet is a nickname.
That's his call sign from the military.
Right, exactly. Oh, so there is another book in the works. I'm looking forward to it. How about beyond that? You look like a very ambitious guy.
I have long-term plans to write books in several different genres, and to include horror, mm-hmm. and also science fiction. So, you know, work's already begun on the second book with Caleb Cook, but also making some long-term plans for other genres.
Outstanding. Now, I've got to ask this question because you're a former Army Ranger and you've had a lot of experience in the real-life adventure world of yourself. Is anything in your book based on your real-life experience?
No.
No. All right. But how about real-life experiences in general? Folks that you've known, folks that you've worked with?
There, you know, I think we all have people that we look up to, whether they were mentors throughout our lives or... So it could be loosely based on maybe someone I met in the past, but, you know, that's a secret that will never be revealed.
but whoever you are, you know who you are when you read the book, right?
Maybe.
You have a way of characterizing people that made me smile. I liked your little character, Phil, the sidekick of Caleb, who is tough as nails, but he looks like a little guy who doesn't eat enough vegetables.
He's basically all of us. He's the one man in the book who's constantly underestimated, and I feel like that goes across all boundaries.
Well, that's wonderful. Would you have any advice for those of us who have not written a book and would like to start someday?
Get your ideas on paper. Don't worry about grammatical errors. Don't worry about making it perfect. Get the concept on paper and keep writing. You can always go back and edit the story later, but the ideas are... They have a shelf life. If you don't get them on paper, they'll leave you.
Just let it flow.
That's right.
That's wonderful. Well, Alan, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you. I've been chatting with Alan Hammock, who is the author of a brilliant new novel called Night of the Hatchet. And he wants you to understand fully that it's not a hatchet job. It's a real-life adventure novel. Tell us how to get our hands on a copy, Alan, real quick.
Books are for sale here locally in town at... Mm-hmm.
At
Two
Amazon.
Sisters Books and the Cotton Exchange, also at Pomegranate Books on Kerr Avenue. It's also available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Lulu.com.
Outstanding. Highly recommended. Night of the Hatchet by Alan Hammock. And Alan, thank you so much for chatting with us today.
My pleasure, Pat.
Really
thank you.
Really appreciate having you here. Coming up next on 91.3 HQR News, The State of Things, and more music on Classical HQR 96.7.